She dreads watching it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Body cam footage of Tyree Nichols' police beating will be released tonight in Memphis.
From what I hear, it's going to be horrific.
His mother told people at a vigil last night.
If you guys are here for me and Tyree, then you will protest peacefully.
Five police officers who were black like Nichols have been fired and charged with murder.
Nichols died in a hospital on January 10th following a traffic stop 3 days earlier where officers are said to have kicked, pepper sprayed, and tased Nichols during a three-minute long beating.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis, Tennessee. President Biden has named his new chief of staff, Jeff Zients, who will replace Ron Klain, who's stepping down.
Zients was the Biden administration's COVID response coordinator and someone the president says has tackled some of the toughest challenges in government.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The National Archives is asking former presidents and VPs and their representatives dating back to Reagan to recheck their personal records for classified documents after the Trump, Biden, and Pence discoveries. There's a House Republican attempt to prevent Congressman Adam Schiff from seeing any classified information after House Speaker McCarthy removed Schiff from the Intelligence Committee he used to chair, leading Trump impeachment probes.
We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected.
Schiff is now running for Senate in California. The Republican National Committee will elect a new leader today.
Current RNC chair Ronna McDaniel faces two challengers as she fights off criticism of recent election disappointments, but still has the backing of many key Republicans, such as former President Donald Trump. Former legal advisor on the Trump 2020 campaign, Harmeet Dillon, is campaigning on frustrations over those recent election losses. She has the endorsement of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell is also in the running. He continues to support Trump election fraud claims. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Stocks are up again this morning after a report the Federal Reserve watches closely shows inflation coming down a little bit more. The Dow's rising 90 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 43. The S&P 500 adding 8 points. The price of oil is up nearly a dollar, close to $82 a barrel as gas inches up a fraction. AAA's national average for regular almost $3.51 per gallon. It has surged 41 cents in the last month. And while House Republicans blame President Biden for too much spending leading to inflation, he says
they want to raise your gas prices. They want to cut taxes for billionaires.
The president, in a speech in Virginia, accused GOP lawmakers of pursuing economic chaos as they attempt to attach spending cuts to raising the debt limit, which he says he will not agree to. There is an update on the president's stalled plan to let Americans wipe out some federal student loan debt.
The Biden administration says 26 million people have either applied for or are automatically eligible to get up to $20,000 in student debt relief. The program aimed at protecting people at risk of delinquency because of pandemic hardships. The White House also said the plan could be helping right now if it were not for lawsuits brought by elected officials. Several Republican-led states accuse the administration of using the pandemic as a political pretext to fulfill the president's campaign promise to erase student debt. The Supreme Court slated to hear arguments about it in February. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
At tennis's Australian Open, Novak Djokovic advanced to the final on a quest to win that Grand Slam tournament a 10th time. He'll face Stefanos Tsitsipas, who Djokovic beat in the 2021 French Open final. He tells Eurosport,
"Well, I won that match, so my recollections are very positive."
A year ago, Djokovic wasn't even allowed to play in the Australian Open for refusing to get a COVID vaccine shot. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast, featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites, like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.